The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. You got it. My name is Barbara. This is your Tuesday Speak Up program, and it is my privilege to bring to you interesting people, interesting books, and programs that will benefit you, both local, state, and national. We get into it here. You know, there's been a lot of news about DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, and I thought it would be good to introduce you to an ongoing program right here in North Idaho. My guest is Joe Likens, and he is part of the Area Agency on Aging, working to expose Medicare fraud. Joe wears a lot of hats. The one we're talking about today is his involvement with Medicare fraud. We have a lot to talk about with that. Joe and his colleagues are educating us and saving us money. All that is coming your way right after our first break, so please stay with us.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay. 208-263-6820.
American Heritage Wildlife Foundation needs your support. For over two decades, volunteers have been responding to ever-increasing demands to help wild reptiles, amphibians, birds, and mammals. American Heritage Wildlife Foundation is the only locally authorized conservation group providing rehabilitative care for injured and orphaned wild animals. Give time and talent. AHWF.org. AHWF.org.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Talk 97.1.
Okay, everybody, welcome back in. You know, I want to make an announcement regarding last week's program about that educational program we talked about available locally called Classical Conversations. It's a curriculum and classes for K through 12. And every time I chat with them, I have to tell you, I want to re-enroll in school because it's so academically rigorous and a really strong curriculum. And so what what I want you to know about that we didn't get to last week is that their classes fill up very quickly, and they are already accepting applications for the next academic year, 2025-2026. So classicalconversations.com is one way that you can connect with them and, you know, get information and take a tour. And the other one is a phone number. This is a little bit hard, but if you listen to our recording, you can go back over this, 559-853-9119. So it's classicalconversations.com. They are accepting applications right now. All right. So please join me and say hello and welcome to Joe Likens, a senior services specialist at the Area Agency on Aging. Welcome in, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, and thank you for what you do. Oh. I'm just fascinated with the work that you and your colleagues are doing. I understand you were at an event this morning here in Sandpoint. What was that all about?
Yeah, there are some changes happening in the state of Idaho concerning people who are enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid. There's a couple of different programs where they receive both benefits. And the carriers or the insurance companies that are licensed with them are changing starting in June 1st and then again in January of next year. And so they're out putting out the word in the communities about what the details are about that. So I would encourage people, if you are a Medicaid, Medicare, Medicaid combined program person, that you make sure you pay attention, call the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare or SHIBA, S-H-I-B-A, and for information about that.
If we had you back on down the road a little ways, would you be able to speak to this issue, or is this a kind of another division?
It's really another. SHIBA, the Senior Health Insurance Benefits Advisors, they're run out of the Department of Insurance,
okay.
And they're the experts on Medicare, Medicaid insurance issues. So they're the best people to.
Okay, well, maybe you can give me a connection there,
sure.
and we can bring that to our people, because
sure.
I think that's a really important, especially with whatever changes may have happened to Medicare at this recent, at our legislative session this year. All right, so Area Agency on Aging. I didn't even know we had one, to tell you the truth. So tell our audience, what is this agency and what are all the different, what do they do? What do they do?
Well, I hear what you say a lot. People say, oh, I've never heard of you before. We've been around for at least 30 years, since the mid-90s, I think. And so we have yet to really get the word out, I guess. But we are run out of the Idaho Commission on Aging, which is a department directly under the governor. And there are six areas in the state, and each has an area agency on aging. And we do various things. The funding comes from the Administration for Community Living, from the Health and Human Services Department.
Is that state money or federal money?
It's federal money.
Oh, okay.
And they give a bucket of money to the state, and then they parse it out through the six areas.
Okay. Probably with DOGE. I don't know. Buckets of money is maybe not the term.
Yeah, probably not anymore.
Not anymore. You don't want to say it that way.
That's
but
true.
I'm glad that you are financially supported. And you said districts. So we are District 1 up here, the five northern counties. Is that what
we're the area agency for the on aging of the five northern counties from Benoit on up to Boundary.
Okay.
And that's our area.
Excellent. Well, that's our area too. So we've got you in the right place. The other thing, we'll get more into the area agency on aging details. But Joe, I'd like to know a little bit about your training, your experience, you know, your resume, if you will, and how it is that you ended up being a volunteer doing this.
Actually, I'm not a volunteer. I'm actually paid.
Your staff.
I'm full-time,
okay.
A full-time employee.
Okay, excellent.
But, I started out as part-time. Actually, I was a volunteer at the Lake City Center, Senior Center, and then found out about this job. And then they hired me on 7+ years ago, I think.
What did you do before that?
Actually, I'm a retired computer software engineer, and so I quit that in like 2009. And I got into another program that just gave me a desire to work with nonprofits and government agencies from then on. And so that's where I've been concentrating my efforts.
Were you working with computers all the way back in the day when they were as big as a room and
needed
to be air conditioned?
Oh, yeah.
You have seen what a change in that whole technology.
Yeah.
I don't think young people appreciate what it was like 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's been
Been longer. 60 years ago. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. And thank you for, you know, for my idea of healthy aging is to stay involved no matter what it is. Stay involved, you know, get a job, even if it's part-time, do something, have fun, stay connected, right?
If I can put a little plug in for another program. Before, I was part of the Senior Community Service Employment Program called CSEP, and that's also run out of the Idaho Commission on Aging. But it was a training program, and I was able to use that. And that's what gave me the desire to work with nonprofits and government agencies more than for-profit companies.
So. You know, that's wonderful. Yeah, I think a lot of people, young people, this is kind of a general statement, but there is so much wisdom and so much experience and expertise, but a lot of our older people, they just kind of fade away and they don't stay connected enough to share. So if there's any kind of overall message today, it's, you know, get out there and let's do something. So much to share.
Yeah, that's correct. And I tried to retire in 2009 and just decided, I can't do that. I can't be retired because
No fun.
No, it isn't. Not really.
I mean, it's only fun if you have a boat and it's summertime. Then, okay, we can be retired for a while. But other than that, okay. So let's zero in on your group. What is the name of your group that does this Medicare Patrol?
Okay, so the Senior Medicare Patrol.
Okay.
Is their funding also comes from the Administration on Community Living. And it's basically, there's a Senior Medicare Patrol office in every state, plus I think four territories, like the Virgin Islands and Guam and a couple of others I can't remember right offhand.
Probably 54. Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. There's 54 54 Senior Medicare Patrol offices around the country. And we all do about the same thing. We make sure we educate people on preventing, detecting, and reporting Medicare fraud. And so a lot of the bulk of our work up here is education. We go out in the community and make presentations, and I post things on our Facebook page quite often.
You had mentioned before we went on the air that the Facebook page for the Area Agency on Aging is very active, that there's a lot of information that people can pick up on that. So it's just Area Agency on Aging Facebook?
Area Agency on Aging of North Idaho.
Of North Idaho.
Yeah, it has to be North Idaho because there's, like I said, there's one for every state at least. So.
So Facebook, that would be a good way. And, of course, the other way is to just go to your website is another way. And I'll just give that now. And we'll be repeating these numbers and places for contact for our audience as we go through. It's AAA, which is Area Agency on Aging, AAANI for North Idaho, AAANI.org.
Right.
And tons of information there. So it sounds like the most important part, Joe, that what you and your team does is that you educate people.
Correct.
So so tell us what is in that curriculum. What is it that you're teaching?
Okay. So basically, I mentioned the three aspects of it is preventing, detecting, and reporting. Preventing, we want people to not give out information, don't give out their Social Security number or their Medicare number. You know, don't carry their card around with them unless they know they're going to need it.
And the card would be their Social Security card?
Their Medicare card.
Their
mostly.
Medicare card.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that some years ago, the Medicare quit putting the Social Security number on
yes.
the Medicare card, so that was good. But still, with a Medicare number, you can still people can still get benefits they're not eligible for. So that's the big thing about preventing is just be aware and not carry your card around. Treat it like a credit card, basically.
Right. So in prevention, be careful of the card. Be careful of giving numbers out. What about phone calls? It seems to me that we need to be, maybe that's under the detection heading.
No, it's pretty much under prevention.
Okay.
And that really goes into scams. It's really an overall rule for handling scams or Medicare calls, because the people that ask you, the companies or the entities that would call you concerning Medicare don't need your Medicare number. They already have it if they're legitimate. And so the only reason they would ask you for it is if they're trying to get something that they're not entitled to.
Yeah.
So it's
important. Why would they even be calling? It's like my bank never calls me.
Right.
If my bank wants to get in touch with me, they send me a snail mail letter. I don't even think they use email. I mean, they just don't use any pathway.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is, and of course, if your bank doesn't use email, that would be unusual nowadays. But
yeah,
but
maybe
still,
they do. But still,
it's just so. I can't think of the word. It's just so prevalent anymore that these scam artists are just, they do everything they can to get information from you.
Yeah.
And it's like any little bit of information they can get, they
can
pass
build
on
that. Yeah, they can build on that.
Exactly.
The other thing I want to say about these scam phone calls is that if I get, let's say I did get an email from my credit union or something like that, I would never respond to that email, ever, ever, ever. I would call my credit union and say, Are you contacting me? Because I know the number to call
right.
to get to that central office.
Right.
And because a lot of times the email and the logos that they use, whether we're talking about a government agency or banking or Amazon or whatever, I mean, it looks real.
Right.
It looks like something that you recognize.
And anymore, with artificial intelligence, they can do this stuff so slick. It takes a lot of attention to not fall for.
My ideas don't tell anybody anything. Listen, I got a phone call, Joe, a few weeks ago, and this person is probably listening to the show today, but he started off with kind of this authoritative voice and said something like, I represent the sheriff, and I didn't let him go past that. I said, I don't donate on the phone. I don't support issues on the phone. And I was like hanging up. He's going, wait, my name is. And he was legitimately calling me to do a radio show on the Block Watch program through the sheriff's office. But it just came on, like, so you get these phone calls and they say, you know, I'm a fireman and we're collecting money for whatever. And I'm like, no. I just don't do that. So I just say no to everybody unless I know them.
Yep, that's a safe way to do it.
It is a safe way to do it. Yeah. So prevention is like the first area that you try to get people to be aware of to stop the fraud at the beginning. Are there any other preventative tips that you share with people?
Well, the one thing we ask people to do is share this information among, you know, like if you reside in a assisted living facility or in senior housing, share this information with your neighbors and so that they know too. So that's one thing. Just kind of like spread it through word of mouth is another way of helping spread the prevention.
That is excellent. Do you pass out brochures or any materials that they can duplicate and pass out? So
yeah,
they have things they can give out.
That's correct. We have brochures and different things that we give out with our number on it so they can call.
That's awesome. Well, if you can believe it, we're up against our next break. We are going to take that break right now. When we come back, Joe Likens from the Area Agency on Aging is going to talk to us about detection of Medicare fraud and then reporting it. So don't go anyway.
Colorectal cancer is one of the most common cancers in both men and women and is also one of the most preventable. Regular screenings starting at age 45 are important since most early colorectal cancers do not produce symptoms. The good news is that colorectal cancer is one of the most treatable cancers, especially when detected early. Kiniksu Community Health wants to make sure you don't forget your rear bumper protection. Schedule an appointment with your provider today and ask about your screening options. Learn more at kchni.org.
Ready for an evening of wild adventure and inspiration? Join Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival on Friday, March 28th, 7 p.m. at the Panetta Theater. This year's theme is Wild at Heart, with films about our love of nature and the many ways we can protect and enjoy it. Proceeds go to hands-on learning for kids in the great outdoors, stewardship of our local trails, and keeping the Scotchman's wild. That's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, Friday, March 28th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at scotchmanpeaks.org/events.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has been operating in the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Over that period of time, our dealership has acquired a staff of some of the best local talent in the automotive maintenance and repair business. Our service advisors and managers have over 50 combined years of experience working in Chevrolet service departments. Taylor & Sons' deep roster of technicians allows for same week or sometimes same day appointments. Taylor & Sons is constantly investing in the training of our technicians to ensure we're the most competent service center in the area for your Chevrolet or GM vehicle. What this adds up to is one of the most trained and organized repair facilities in the region. In addition to our staff's competence, Taylor & Sons Certified Service offers everyday value for maintenance items such as oil changes, brakes, and batteries. Taylor & Sons also offers a price match guarantee on most name brand tires. Tires are always on sale at Taylor & Sons. All of this work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo fixed your car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome. I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Hey everybody, welcome back into our second segment. I hope you've been staying with us today because we're talking with Joe Likens. He's with the Area Agency on Aging, and he is a senior services specialist. Really, we're focusing in on this whole topic of Medicare fraud. And Joe, thank you again for being with us. And so we were talking about prevention, that you make presentations, you have material, you'll come and talk to people. And I asked you on the break, can people call up your office and book you in to come talk to their class or their assisted living or their church group or whoever for this information?
Certainly. We have anywhere from 10 to 30 minute presentations, PowerPoint presentations that we can put in front of the public. And so we try not to make it too boring and not too detailed. not too long to keep people's interest.
But to give us the information we need. Can they book that in at aaani.org, or do they need to call?
They really should call us. The phone number there is 208-667-3179.
All right, 208-667-3179 for the Area Agency on Aging, North Idaho. And, you know, book in a program for your group. That'd be great. And so there are other people besides you, right? There are other volunteers that present, or are you the presenter?
Well, right now I am the presenter, but it is the Senior Medicare Patrol is a volunteer program. We try to use as many volunteers. There are over 5,000 volunteers nationwide.
Wow.
There are two volunteers in Idaho, of which I am the volunteer coordinator for.
So you're looking for more volunteers, maybe.
You would
be always recruiting. If somebody wants to get involved in this very program, they could call that same number and say, hey, I'm interested in volunteering.
Certainly.
Awesome. I like it.
And it's especially important to find volunteers in rural areas, because it's a long drive, say, from Coeur d'Alene up to Bonner's Ferry or Sandpoint. So if we had volunteers there in those towns, then I can just call them and have them go out and make presentations.
That is very good. All right. So the second area that you do education on, you and your team, is detection of Medicare fraud. What is that all about?
Basically, it's Medicare beneficiaries, it's them being aware of their billing status of their various trips to the doctor or a hospital, and they need to keep track of what they're billed for by the doctor or hospital and compare it with their Medicare statements that they get so that they can check to see. Because a lot of this is only paper. I mean, the only way they would know about it is that it shows up on their Medicare statement. And, you know, they go, well, where'd this come from? The only other thing that might happen is they will get a package in the mail of, say, a back brace and don't know where it came from. Then it'll show up on their Medicare statement. Well, somebody in Naples, Florida, sent, you know, your doctor in Naples, Florida okayed this back brace for you. It's like, I don't have a doctor in Naples that would do that. So that kind of thing.
So, you know, it's just, I think that we need to be honest in understanding it's not just bad actors out there trying to get my Medicare number and my insurance and fraudulent. There are doctors that are in on this. It's like if somebody in Naples is getting a request for my name and number for a back brace, I mean, he's not my doctor, so he's got to be in on this, right?
Right. I get reports on a regular basis of doctors who have been sent to prison for 20 to 30 years for defrauding Medicare. And it's like, I can't believe a doctor would give up a practice on the chance of being sent to prison for that. It just blows me away.
You know, sometimes some people are just are evil in their hearts. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that?
Right.
But they just do it. So, okay, you're my new hero, Joe. Joe Likens and Elon Musk, my new hero for saving us money and protecting us from fraud. All right, so look at your bill, right? See if it matches with your – do they have, like, strange doctors' names even on there?
Not really. You wouldn't know otherwise. You would just know that, hey, we have a healthcare tracker, a little booklet that we can send out to people.
Oh, nice.
To keep track of their appointments, what's discussed, and what prescriptions were given out so that they could compare this. You know, I went to Dr. X in April, and this shows me that I went to Dr. Y in May and I didn't. So, you know, some of it's a simple, matter of fact, most of them are just simple errors that are created by medical clerks and stuff like that, but some of them are really
actual
nefarious.
Fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so prevention and then detection, and that comes mostly through the bill that we all get. Everybody gets these insurance bills that says your insurance paid this. you've paid this with copay and now you owe X more or whatever it's going to tell you. So look at the bill and make sure it lines up with your medical reality. What about reporting? If we see something is wrong with our invoice, what do we do?
Okay, so there's like three steps to take in this. So the first step is to call your doctor. If the if your Medicare statement shows that, hey, Dr. X prescribed or saw me for a backache and it shows something totally different, like a lab test, be sure to call the doctor and say, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. Could be, like I said, a simple error, a miskeying of a code. Happens a lot. Then if the doctor can't help you understand it or take care of it, then you want to call the insurance company if you have one. So like if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you want to call United Healthcare or Blue Cross Idaho, one of the providers that you might have. Call them and ask them, why is this showing up on the Medicare statement?
Mm-hmm.
And they should be able to tell you. And if you don't have, if you have just like original Medicare, if all you have is the Medicare statement, then call Medicare, 1-800-MEDICARE, and ask them to explain it.
Can you actually get a real person at 1-800-MEDICARE? What, you leave a message and somebody calls you back?
I'll tell you the truth. I've never called them to test that out, but I know that it can be. Of course, I don't know. Nowadays, it might be even worse trying to find somebody at the
other
end of the line.
No, it cannot get worse. But, so, call Medicare, and just if they ask you to leave a message, definitely leave a message.
Right.
Leave your name and number.
If it's serious, I mean, to the point where you're pretty sure it's fraud, then you can give me a call at the number.
That's a good idea.
And then also we could kind of pass that on up the line. I can report it to Boise, and then they can report it to the Health and Human Services.
I think after my doctor and my insurance, Joe, you'd be the first one I'd call. It's 208-667-3179. You guys would be available, if not to help directly, at least to refer.
Right.
To the right office to be talking to. So prevent, detect, and report.
Correct.
It's a good thing. What about upcoming classes or presentations that you have either in Bonner's Ferry or I know you're in Sandpoint today,
right.
But what do you have upcoming that our audience might want to mark on their calendar?
I don't have anything scheduled right now for Sandpoint or Bonner's Ferry area. I will be at the Medicare, Medicaid presentation that's being done from Boise from the Department of Health and Welfare is going to be in Court d'Alene tomorrow.
Okay.
Giving a couple of presentations.
What time
there.
Is that? If people want to drive down there for that, just out of curiosity, where and when?
I can't remember the hours right offhand, but it's going to be at the Comfort Inn on Appleway in Court d'Alene. There's two sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, get there early and have some coffee and breakfast. So 208-667-3179, you can ask about that, and you can book someone in. We've got Boundary County listeners right now tuning in at 1450 a.m. with us. And so our listeners up there in Boundary County, if you guys want to have your own presentation with Joe or someone on his team, then give them a call and get it set up. They have brochures. They have information for you to stop Medicare fraud. Because really, it is our responsibility as consumers of Medicare to be on the lookout for fraud. I mean, we are the ones that are also, it's our responsibility to pay attention to what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Senator Tom Harkin, I think back in the 1980s, set up this senior Medicare patrol just to help. Because, you can imagine what it would cost for instead of 5,400 or 5,000 plus volunteers, if you had to pay them as staff members, what that would cost. So by having a volunteer program, we can help give people, get the word out and save money at the same time.
You know, this may be a difficult question, and we're coming up against a break, so I think I'll ask the question and give you time, Joe, to make a phone call or something if you don't know. But and give a tease our listeners with what's coming up. I want to understand whether it's a local number, a statewide number, or a national number. What is the dollar amount of Medicare fraud that you know from years past, say during the 23 or the 2024 year? That has been reported and detected.
All right.
So think about that. And hey, everybody, we're up against our last break. We're going to take it right now.
Come celebrate 30 years of winning at the Kootenai River Inn and Casino with exciting promotions including daily hot spins, a special St. Patrick's Day drawing, and anniversary cash and bonus play giveaways. Ready to get away this March? Enjoy a room with us Sunday through Thursday at the Kootenai Falls Lodge for just $59 per night, or a Riverview room for $79. Even better, we're including a free $30 Kootenai credit with your room, good for your choice of casino bonus play, spa credit, or a Springs dining credit. For our 30th anniversary, the Springs is offering a dinner deal for two for just $30, which includes two entrees and a Sunday dessert to share. And for breakfast, all omelets on the menu are just $10. The Kootenai Spa is offering a spa manicure for only $30 and a 30-minute massage with an anti-stress facial for $89. You'll leave feeling amazing. Come stay and win at the inn. Get your special March room rate by booking now. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side windows can get off track, windshields can be cracked by road debris, and of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems, and they have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape-to-the-woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay. 208-263-6820.
Hot tub, hot tub, hot tub. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of new 2025 inventory.
Friday through Sunday.
Kootenai County Fairgrounds, Coeur d'Alene. Over 100 hot tubs on display and everything must go. New 2025 inventory. Hot tubs starting at $29.95.
All inventory 40 to 80% off.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Trade-ins welcome. Free delivery.
We'll even haul away your old hot tub.
Worry-free installation.
18-month interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
Kootenai County Fairgrounds, Coeur d'Alene. Free admission.
Free parking.
Call 833-SPA-SALE.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey, everybody, we've got it going on today with Joe Likens. He is a senior services specialist, kind of focusing in today on Medicare and Medicare fraud. And he's with the Area Agency on Aging for District 1, which is the five northern counties. We've got a lot of information that we've shared. Joe, I appreciate your coming in from Coeur d'Alene to spend some time with our audience. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
And so my question before we went on the last break was, you know, like speaking locally, like District 1 or for the state of Idaho, how much money, what kind of dollar amount of fraud do we have going on an annual basis?
Okay. The statewide, I don't know the figure. Nationwide, and it's a floating number because it fluctuates.
Sure.
But it hovers around $60 billion a year.
Oh.
60 with a B, billion.
That and is crazy.
It is. The other day I was listening to, I think it was President Trump or Elon Musk or somebody talking about how there was like $200+ billion of fraud and waste. I'm going, holy cow, that's 60 of that is probably Medicare. And it's just because of the, you know, it can be rampant. I mentioned the doctors earlier that were willing to go to prison. It's like then they go to prison making, some of them make billions of dollars on defrauding Medicare.
Yeah.
It's really kind of maddening or heartbreaking.
So more or less annually, $60 billion with a B in fraud in the Medicare program alone. I mean, there is just no end to the evil in people's hearts. I mean, to put it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot of money that could be used for so many other good purposes.
Yep. And you have to say also it's a lot of it, I mean, not a lot, but I mean, some of it is errors, just simple errors.
Yeah, but still.
But it's all because we aren't, the Medicare beneficiaries we're not awake enough, we're not alert enough for these things. So we need to keep alert in order to catch these things as simple as errors.
You know, you're being a lot kinder than I'm being because I just see a network of people out there, doctors, nurses, bad actors, liars, cheaters, stealers. This is what they do. This is the way they earn money. This is the way they get their boats and their vacation homes. They cheat and they steal. And I want you and people to get them to stop. Put them in jail, Joe. Which brings me to my next question. And that is, who actually does? Once we do our bit for prevention and sharing the information, and then we detect, we look at our bill and we check it all out, and then we report it to the appropriate authorities, who actually investigates this and does something about it?
Okay. Well, let me start at the beginning in terms of, like, if a person sees something on his Medicare statement that it's like, okay, they charged me $12 for a back brace or something like that. Well, I don't care because I didn't pay it. It just says I got charged.
No, we gotta care.
But I didn't pay it, so it's not out of my pocket, but it is. But then also to keep in mind that, okay, this one doctor gives you a back brace that he didn't or that you weren't eligible for. He has done that possibly to hundreds or thousands of people around the country. And so it all builds up. Well, we don't investigate at the local level. We just report. We send that report into the Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General. And then they and the FBI work together.
Is that Inspector General the state of Idaho Inspector General, or is that a national office?
No, that's the national office back in Washington.
Okay.
And so they work in concert with the FBI in order to – they will collect all these things together and say, this Dr. X has been taking people thousands, millions, or, you know, billions of dollars.
He's been diagnosing a lot of back,
right,
back
exactly,
braces.
Exactly. So they bundle that all together and come up with a case. But they're the ones that do the actual investigation.
From your inside look, is this a really on-fire investigation that's going on? I mean, are they really after them and making these and bringing cases against them? And I know a doctor might get put in jail, but are they aggressively going after this, in your opinion?
Well, it's hard to say because I get reports on a regular basis of whatever providers went to prison because of something, or whoever's been charged with it. So, I mean, I do get reports, but
okay.
I don't know how widespread it is or how effective it is.
Well, I'm glad you at least get reports, but I think all of us with, the recent national news on some of the programs that have been funded, that it just makes me wonder who in the heck is auditing this stuff. I mean, here we are in Bonner County looking at our Medicare bills, trying to figure out what's going on when, you know, I want some auditor at the state level and at the national level to be aggressive. I worked in finance. I worked high up in finance at a very large university for quite a few years. That was before I became a radio person. And anyway, we had auditors on our campus. There was never a time that we didn't have auditors, whether it was the foundation, whether it was administration, whether it was something to do with academic or monkey lab or whatever. And I loved the auditors because for me, they were ancillary staff. They were doing my job, a part of my job for me to keep track of the money. But there are times when I'm saying, who is auditing this, you know? Okay. So volunteers, let's cover that again, Joe. How do people get in touch with you? You need volunteers in Boundary County to help get this information out. You need volunteers here in Sandpoint. So tell people how to do that.
Okay. So basically it's your choice. You can, it can be as simple as handing out brochures, contacting people. It could be as, you know, you could actually make presentations if you want to. And actually, if you want to, you can actually become a counselor on Medicare fraud. There's different levels at which we could use some help. So depending on your expertise or what you feel like you want to do, and just give us a call. Give me a call at 208-667-3179, and we can see about getting you some training. And there's a little bit of training involved.
Of course. Yeah, there should be, because if I were to volunteer, I don't know anything. So I would definitely need training. All right. The website, AAANI.org, has a ton of information. It's not just about District 1. It's kind of the whole thing that goes on. And so one of the tabs, Joe, is adult protection is one of the areas, because we've just been talking about Medicare fraud, but you guys do a lot of other things. Sure. And one is adult protection, which deals with the whole area of elder abuse. That's really good.
And one of the aspects of elder abuse is exploitation, which comes back to the idea of scamming. They've been doing a concentrated effort on educating people about scams and how to quit being taken in by them. And so that's one of the areas in which they've done.
That is
recently.
So good. That is so good. Just say no. If they want your information, say no. Talk to my attorney. What about the long-term care ombudsman?
Okay. So the long-term care ombudsman is for people who are residents of facilities, assisted living or skilled nursing facilities, and they have rights. Residents have rights. Just because you go into a facility doesn't mean you're not capable of having
you're
things.
You're not a victim at their hands. You have rights of privacy and
Correct.
All kinds of good stuff.
And so the ombudsman is there to help advocate for people and to help them with their rights as residents.
Okay. We are running out of time. Real quick, you've got sponsors that help you. Give us an idea of who are some of the people that are partners with you.
Well, first of all, our main sponsor is North Idaho College. We're required to have a nonprofit or a government agency oversee us to make sure we spend the money correctly, which is good. And so the NIC is our sponsor.
So Idaho Commission on Aging and others. You know what? I have to have you back, Joe. We are out of time. I thank you so much for being with us today.
All right.
Really good information. That's our program today. Next week, we're going to chat with a local pastor and author, Ken Lawrence, about his book titled Adventures of a Minor Prophet. I mean, back in the days, Ken and his wife were in a motorhome crisscrossing America. It's an amazing story. You're going to love it. That's next week. So until Tuesday, this is Barbara saying, please take care. Slow down out there. I'm going to say it again, you guys. Slow down driving out there. Love each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.